glasses of my face, reflected in the windscreen pane, throwing insults and calling names, filthy SMSs that you send through the day, by sundown become tame, so I set it in motion again.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 191. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Los Campesinos. The name of that song is called By Your Hand, and you can find that on the band's new album, Hello Sadness, which came out in November on Arts and Crafts Records. A band from Wells who's recently seen some lineup changes and a little shift in their sound. I'm not a big of fan of this album as I was previous ones, but I really, really love the previous ones, so maybe my expectations were just too high. Well, as you can hear, I am back in my studio, high fidelity microphones and all. I'm off the road, left Philly, back in Kansas City, at least for a few weeks until the holidays happen, and then it's off again. Let's see. As a result, I've got all sorts of music for you, and all of it is very different. But in celebration of my returning to Kansas City, here's a new single from Kansas City band Hidden Pictures. The song's called Tangerine.
All the trust, the dust all settled down. I felt so dumb. I thought I was the only one. I'm not gonna show you how to love you. You know I do. I could walk a mile in your shoes if you choose to walk with you. What I'm gonna do. things have changed, things are a little strange. I, passing the time with discount bottles of wine. I'm gonna get you drunk and tell you that things are fine.
All right, that is Hands and Teeth from Toronto, Ontario. The name of that song is called Missing, and you can find that on the band's new album, Hunting Season, which will come out January 17th. I think they're self-releasing that one. Before that was Hidden Pictures with the song Tangerine. That is a single that the band has self-released as well. Band out of Kansas City, and I think that one is probably for free on their website. If not, it's worth the 99 cents on Bandcamp or iTunes. There's a B-side on there, a cover of the Cranberries' Dreams, which is a very good cover. But it was a very good song, so you can't really go wrong there, can you? I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works, because I'm about to drag you through some crazy. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll listen to it together, and hopefully I'll make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Unfortunately, that means there's no real theme to the Too Much Rock podcast. It's whatever I get, whatever style, whatever genre, from whatever period in history I may be shopping. So I'm about to send you in a set of three tracks that couldn't be more different, starting off with a track by Can. The song's called Oh Yeah. We'll be right back.
たやつ肘の上から小便我らが妹呼ぶI'm not afraid of the dark. Johnson bought the farm, put a needle in her arm. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. And her brother laid her down in the cold Kentucky ground. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when she and I were friends. And Miranda ran away, took a cat and left L.A. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. She was busted, broken flat, and had to sell that pussy cat. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way. Time when he and I were friends. See, the brightest ones of all, early in October fall. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. While the dark ones go to bed with good whiskey in their heads. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Joe's back in the tank. You tell Musso, I tell Frank. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Did he throw her down a well? Did she leave him for that swell? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when all of us were friends. When you lay me down to rest, leave a pistol in my vest. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Do you miss my gentle touch? Did I hurt you very much? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way.
If you can get behind all three of those tracks, then we probably already know each other, don't we? We ended things off there with Gillian Welch with the song The Way It Goes. That's on her album The Harrow and the Harvest, which came out June of this year on Acony Records. You know, definitely leading that alt-country sound there from within the walls of Nashville. There are a couple of tracks on there that I really like, that being one of them. The rest of the album, well, it's not so much my thing, but a couple of them definitely worth hunting out. Before that, the track Summer Is Not an Act, Part 1, by Radiation City. That is on the band's album The Hands That Take You. Was released in September of this year on Tender Loving Empire. Band out of Portland, Oregon, with a lot of different things happening. A little neo-shoegaze there, but there's a lot more on that disc, so take a look at that one online and see if that's something that appeals to you. And we started the set off with Can, with the track Oh Yeah, from their 1971 masterpiece Tago Mago. As I said, that was originally 1971, though Mute has just re-released that as a 2-CD set, featuring the original album and another album of a live set from 1972, which expands upon a lot of what they were doing in that period. Can is definitely one of those bands that is name-checked a lot more than listened to, and I've kind of been guilty of that as well. So pick that one up and find out what krautrock means to you, where post-rock lives, and where prog rock lives, and how much is just a jam band. I definitely like the more concise tracks rather than the longer meandering ones, but you know, I've got a soft spot in my heart for those ones as well. I see that we're about out of time. It looks like we're over time, actually. Sorry about that. But let's get one more song in. But first, let me get some business out of the way and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 191. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me at Sid Much Rock on Twitter. Find me on Google+, find me on Facebook, find me on MySpace. It's all there. Nothing exciting happens there, though. So hopefully the podcast suits all of your needs. We're going to end the track with in the podcast with a track by Rex Mundy, one of the several bands with that name. This one is the black metal band. Shocking. They don't like to say. They say they're French, but rumor is it's just some guy in the U.S. whose parents are French, maybe, or has a French name. Who knows? He goes by Metatron, if that helps you any. The name of the song I'm going to play is called Bloodline Imagery, Achieving Synthesis with the Hakma. This is off the band's album IHVH, which was originally released as a demo in 2005, though it's been cleaned up a bit for a 2011 reissue on Debemore Morty Productions. Back in October, this came out, which fits October. It's a spooky recording, not the highest in fidelity, but maybe that's what makes it even spookier as it climbs into your headphones. So thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week with the annual holiday episode. After that, we'll be counting down the top hits of 2011, and that should wrap up the year for us. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
because all